Welcome to Taurus Talks.
I'm Mikaylee.
And I'm Sophia.
And today we have the most special guest we've ever had on this frickin' podcast.
Round of applause.
Introduce yourself, please.
What's your name?
My name is Avery, and my big three...
And we didn't ask you.
We didn't ask you that.
Oh my gosh, Avery. Tell us a little about yourself, and then I'll ask you about your big three.
Okay. Are you going to cut this?
No.
What happened?
My lollipop saliva.
Ew.
God, my mom just spit on me.
What is...
My...
Sorry.
Okay. What is with this?
Okay, right, that was a bad start.
So, my name is Avery. I live in Arcadia. I've been best friends with Mikaylee and Sophia since forever.
Nods of approval.
Yeah, sorry. Yes. I forgot you can't see us.
Yeah.
And my big three are Taurus Moon, Scorpio Sun, and Sagittarius Rising.
Yes, thank you. She practiced.
It. She did it.
She really
got
it out there.
I'm not really into the stars and astrology.
But she supports
However, yes, I'm a very huge supporter of Taurus Talks and
astrology. We love that.
Astrology.
We love supporters. What's your favorite episode, Avery?
What's my favorite episode? It's the one with Nick.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's the only one you...
It's the only one you've listened to?
No. Yeah, no. Here's the thing. I've started some.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
However, you guys are the only podcast on my Spotify that like I've liked. Like it's
Thank
like
you.
It's,
yes.
it's there. Like
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm not a huge podcaster unless you guys get on TikTok. I will.
That's when I listen to.
So, the other thing we wanted to say was that we've been taking such a big break. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
We had to get to this eventually. We took such a big break. We tried to do long distance Taurus Talks, but the time is...
Yeah.
It was more difficult than we anticipated.
And I'm scared about the audio, if I'm being completely honest.
It would be really bad.
Yeah. Because I know on Zoom, when, like, one person's talking, it totally cuts out someone else's audio. So, it bugs me. And I like hearing everybody.
Totally understand.
And their input. Wow, because I like talking over people.
Hashtag long distance.
Yes, exactly.
Hashtag long distance besties is hard.
It's really hard. And speaking of long distance, so since I'm home and we're all home together, Avery's back, Mikaylee is here to stay. we wanted to talk about the meaning of home. And what home is. You know how people say home is where the honey is. Wait, no.
Home is where the heart is.
Honey is where the home is.
Home is where the heart is. Sorry. That's what one of my
Are you obsessed with honey because you can't have it?
Yes. I just found out what I'm allergic to. God, we need to have no structure. We do, if you couldn't tell, we have no cuts.
No cuts. One take.
Oh, we forgot to describe the setting to you. So right now, Avery is wearing a glowing cowboy hat and smacking a chicken cutlet to her mouth. Chicken cutlets are what we call Mikaylee's boob inserts.
Guys, I don't use
these. They feel
these,
very nice.
Sitting in Clarice's room forever.
And so we're playing with them like emotional support.
They're stress balls right
stress
now.
Balls. It's like...
Should I have washed this before?
I don't know.
Oh, girl.
I get lots of boob sweat.
We really need to get to the first
question. Can you go ASMR. Little.
We knew this podcast with Avery would be our one unhinged podcast.
I feel like we have more unhinged podcasts.
No, but most of them are more structured than this one. But we don't need structure.
Yeah. Structure is overrated.
Yeah, Avery equals unstructured.
We didn't come with a plan, so.
Hashtag unhinged.
Hashtag unhinged.
Hashtag unhinged.
Oh! Raise your hand if you're unhinged. Mikaela's
not good.
Only two people are raising their
hands. If Nick was watching, don't worry, you're
Which
in the clear.
Which he won't be.
Not watching, listening.
Sorry.
Anyway, Mikaylee, let's get to it.
Oh, sorry. Let's get to the questions. Avery, what is your definition of home?
What is my definition of home? Home. I would say home is where the heart is.
Not again.
Okay.
Okay, no. Okay, let me ask you a better question.
What is home?
for, what, has it been 2 years? You were in Florida?
Uh-huh.
And, like, coming back home,
uh-huh.
do you feel like you're leaving home, or do you feel like you're coming home? And do you feel like your definition of home has changed because you have, like, a new home?
Okay. That is... Yeah, Knuckles.
Yeah.
yeah, so I would say my definition of... Well, I never, like, really thought about my definition of home.
Understandable.
If I'm totally honest. That's okay. But now that you say that, I would say, like... When I was in Florida, like, I would, like, always say, like, when are we going home? As in my dorm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I never, like, thought about, like the actual meaning behind home. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but, like, going home to, like, my actual home in Arcadia, like, that was, like, home.
Yeah. Because I think it's funny, because I remember having a conversation with Sophia, and she kept saying, when I go back home. And she meant Italy, which I thought was, like, really weird, because I never thought that she would think home was Italy.
Yeah.
I thought, like, and so, yeah, that's why I was, like...
I agree. I hate when I say that.
Yeah.
But Michaela was, like, don't worry.
I think it's just, like...
That's your home.
I don't know. It just becomes, like...
Yeah.
Like, you don't even, like, think, like...
Yeah. Yeah. It's just where you
Live. Like. Sorry, I'm saying like a lot.
It's okay.
Pero you como.
You can say like however much you want.
Oh, okay, however. However.
Comunque. Thank you for sharing.
Ciao, Bella.
So, in return to that question, while being here, do you feel like you're home?
Yeah.
Or are you missing Florida as a home?
Fuck no.
Turn out the explicit on this one too.
Frick, no.
No, it's okay. No. You can cut.
Okay. No. Okay, no. So I do miss the people. But I'm never probably ever gonna say, oh, I wanna go back. Like, I'm never gonna call it home again.
Yeah.
You know? I'm never gonna live in Florida.
Yeah.
But like I do like miss the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There. Like just the people.
This well, is also, so like, off topic,
uh-huh.
but living in Florida, did that, like, prove to you that you're not gonna leave California? Are you still, like, itching to leave?
Oh, no. Oh, wait,
Like, would you, like, live somewhere else?
Oh, not Florida. Definitely okay. not Florida. I hate humidity. I hate hot weather.
Word.
Word. A rock on.
Anyway,
peace.
We went to Crossroads today, and the cashier was like, all right, bye, peace.
Oh my god, what did he want? Because he was like, oh no, shit. Sorry, oh, off topic.
Hello.
But however.
Hi, Connor. What's
his name? His name is Luca.
Hi, Luca.
His name is Luca.
I'm sorry. It was very, very nice of you to say, like,
well, anyways, he just asked, like, what we're doing, like, for, like, the rest of our days, whatever. And then, Sophia was like, well, actually, I'm gonna go film a podcast with my friend. I think he thought me. Like, I was like...
Well, you're still my
friend. I mean...
You're still no, the podcast
I'm, and no, I meant, friend. Like, I was, like, a podcast leader.
Oh, mm. you are.
but, like, he was, like, asking a bunch of questions to Sophia. And I was like, oh, I felt the tension.
There was no tension.
I felt it.
But then he hit us with a yeah. rock on. And then I thought Avery did it back. So I wanted to laugh out loud because I was like, what? But apparently Avery didn't do
that. No, I just waved.
Anyway, home. Okay.
I don't remember what our last question was.
What is your definition of home?
Okay, so now I'm Kaylee. Please share. What is your definition?
My definition of home? I feel like I don't have a definition of home. Because, like, my idea of home is just, like, comfort and, like, somewhere you would go and, like, feel safe and, like, it's where your parents are, it's where your siblings are. But then at the same time, like, one of my other questions is, like, who makes you feel like home? And I feel like there's other people in my life where I, like, feel that, like, presence of home with, mm-hmm. but it's not necessarily, like, the building that is my home. Because what happens when this building changes or exactly. I leave and, yeah.
Yeah.
Also. But, side note, when I was at St. Mary's, there was never a feeling of home.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, no, that's not true. My old roommate will never listen to this, but and she was a very good... stand-in home person, mm-hmm. but...
Temporary.
Yes, temporary home probably person.
Yeah.
But...
like an apartment.
Yeah, besides that, Because, like, you guys make me feel like home. Like, yeah, I can go to one of your, I can go to one of your houses and we'll just watch TikTok for 3 hours, not say one word to each other, and it's perfectly fine.
You guys are my home.
Yeah. Or we can go and actually do something, and that's also home.
Yeah. I totally.
Like, okay, this also has to do with it, but yesterday we had the craziest day ever, especially Morgan and Avery. They woke up at, like, 6-something, went to the gym, and then they went, we went on a rigorous hike.
A rigorous hike.
We got lost.
The website we were online on said moderate, and the whole time we were on it, we were like, this is not moderate.
We were dehydrated, and then after this rigorous 6-mile hike, we went to play pickleball in 90-something degree weather.
You know how,
also,
like,
mind you, we went on the hike at 11, we started at 11, and we were out there till, like, 2, so, like, when the UVs are just hot.
So, but the point of this, me sharing that, was that even though we were going through it all together, like, I still wanted to do the next thing together. Like, I was exhausted, like, I wanted to fall on the floor, but I was so happy to be with you guys that my heart was warm.
I wouldn't mind if someone was like, let's just hang out all day together. I would have been perfectly fine with that.
Like, I could just stare at them all day and be like, wow. And then Morgan said something so cute. What did she say? Oh, she said, thank you for taking me in.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was very sweet of her.
If you don't know the history, we started as Sam, Sophia, Avery, Michaela. Then we turned to Minty Mams, Morgan, Avery, Michaela, Sophia. And then now we're Mammals. And you guys have met Leanna.
Yeah.
Of Mammals.
That was
Morgan,
my favorite episode.
Morgan, Avery, Michaela, Leanna, Sophia. So,
but they're just, I don't know. I love my friends.
Yeah.
And
we've built a home
together
for life first.
Mammals Mansion.
Yeah. But why this topic comes into play was because my friends from Italy, from school, they talked about the meaning of home. And it's very similar to ours. But if we're talking about the physical home, they've moved around so much since forever, and we've stayed put. We've stayed in one house our whole lives, and I thought about the contrast between that.
Is it your house 20 years old?
Yeah,
my house is, or not 20 years old, but
like, we've been
my,
there.
Yeah, my family's been there for 20. My house is 20.
And
years.
Then Avery too.
20 years. See,
that's
we
just,
don't know anything.
We
but
don't
our
know
home.
About that. And then there, it's so such an opposite thing for them, and so that we wanted to originally have them on the episode, but the time, the distance, it was difficult.
And no offense to our friend group, but we don't travel very much, so we're in a bubble. Not besides you now. But before that, we were in a bubble. Like, you are the only one that's, like, gone off and, like, seen.
Florida's pretty far.
Yeah, Florida is pretty far.
I'm saying, like, out of the country.
I can concur.
She's seen stuff.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we've, like, okay, I guess Morgan and Oregon.
Morgan and Oregon.
Like, I just feel like you've brought in so many, like, new ideas into our friend group that are, like, foreign to us.
Like, free the nip.
No. Like, sure. Like, I don't know, like, hearing all, like, the
like
stories
walking
about
everywhere.
Your...
Oh, yeah.
Hearing
the
all
cultural
the stories
differences.
About your, like, how your everyday...
I see.
Everyday activities versus our everyday activities, and then your friends' lives, how they've grown up, how many like countries they've lived in.
It was a
culture
shock.
Yeah,
I love my school for that, exposing me to so many different cultures.
Yeah,
and when Avery comes to visit this, when I can't go to school, she'll come back and bring back more knowledge.
Yes, I will. Yes,
and I'm excited. But home for me, since nobody asked me.
We don't care enough to ask you.
Next topic.
Anyways, moving on. Avery? Wait. I was waiting to ask you, and then you just kept talking, so
I'm sorry.
No, I was just letting you talk, because you brought up your friends, You brought up your friends, and then never spoke about them.
Yeah, I did. We're talking about water.
There's water in the fridge.
Oh, awesome sauce.
I was like, what?
Yeah. Well, it's because I was talking about my friends because, like, they're the ones who brought this topic up.
Yeah.
And, okay, period. End of them.
Pentons.
What? Are you gonna ask me?
Oh, so, Sophia, what is your definition of home?
I thought you were still talking about them. Okay, what is your definition of home?
Well, my definition of home is very similar to McKaylee's and Avery's. But I think the physical being, I love my family and my friends, and they feel like home very specifically, mammals. And the family I live in a household with. But also, I've realized this, when I get so excited to see my friends from here. I don't know, I've changed a lot. I used to not really know how to express my love and adoration. But now I just feel like I could just hug everybody for hours. Like, it's really weird. So, just because I'm so excited to see everybody. I'm just so happy. And then, oh, there's this quote from a song. It's a BTS song. But it's called Mama. And then he says, "You are my forever placebo," talking about his mom. And I thought about that. Like, just being around your mom, all your pain is cured. Like, when I had my tendonitis in my arm, when my tummy hurts really bad, when I'm in Florence, I call my mom just to talk to her. Like, I would make her, well, she would massage my arm at, like, 1 a.m., just, like, deep in the night, when I was just deep in pain. Anytime I'm just in pain, like, I would just being next to her. So, like, I think of
Sorry,
that.
I'm laughing at Avery's face, not what you're talking about.
What am I doing? I think of that as, like, being very close to a home for me. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah.
No! What is that? No, keep
no, no,
going.
No, I'm done, though.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, I also feel that way with my mom, too. I'm just, like, now, like, getting close to my mom. So, like...
You love moms.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love me, mom.
I love that.
Hashtag placeboed.
Yeah, I always tell Carrie she's my best friend.
Our.
Okay.
Wait. My best friend, too.
Okay. Well, everybody seems to love Carrie. But, no, I have just gotten really close with her because I think it's because Clarissa's not home, and so her favorite daughter left. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I feel like, I don't know who I was talking to someone about it, and, like, they say that, like, you'll get really close with your mom, like, once you get older, like, because, like, when you're young, you butt heads, and I know you both butt heads with your mom a lot.
Oh,
and
no,
I did.
Hurt.
and I did, too. And it's just, like, you're at the age where it's kind of just two adults talking now. It's no longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. This is the moment where we could plug Crying in H Mart.
Yeah.
Everybody go read that.
I haven't read it yet.
Well, you're gonna
read it. I'm gonna read it.
Oh, I'm gonna read it too.
Yes. You can borrow mine.
You can borrow mine too. Awesome. If I ever finish it.
Because I already finished mine. But,
yeah.
I think that was beautiful of us.
Yeah.
On to the next.
Yeah. That's why our mom's episode was so important.
It was so cute.
That's my favorite episode.
So you have three favorite episodes out of
no. Every time we bring up an episode, this is now gonna be her favorite episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I liked that we segued into our moms.
Home is where the heart is.
Home is where the mom is.
Aww.
Yes. Placebo.
No hate to dads, just moms are the best.
Yeah.
Or.
Dads are... Wait, no, we won't talk about dads. I was going to say, dads are just sensitive. We had this
episode.
Dads are just...
Are you not?
Well, I feel like you see your dad in, like, such, like, a hard role growing up, and then once you actually, like, figure out that they have emotions and that men can cry, then it's like, oh, this is a totally different side of you that I didn't see when I was little.
Yeah, you're right.
Again, adulting.
I was so speechless, I didn't know what to say.
Yeah. So, Avery, guest of honor, Avery, why is having a home so important? And I'm not talking like a roof and a bed and a Oakley, but I'm talking about
home is where Oakley is.
Exactly. But I'm talking just like,
why is it important to have that foundation?
Yeah, that idea of home.
Honestly,
she's trying to eat this chicken cutlet.
I'm not trying to eat it. I'm trying to put it in my mouth.
Okay, go on.
Clarissa, if you ever come back home, do not put those in your boobs.
Or your mouth.
Or your mouth.
Okay.
Why is it important to have a home? Mm-hmm. Well, it's putting me on the spot here.
Continue, Avery.
You're the one who said you wanted to wing it. Oh, I got it.
What'd she say?
We can't be telling secrets on our podcast.
Sorry. Okay.
Secrets don't make friends, you know.
Secrets are no fun unless you tell everyone.
Exactly. So go tell them what you said.
No.
Okay.
My mom.
Home. Why is home so important?
Okay. Home is so important because Well, is home and family the same thing?
Can I argue why they're the same?
I think they're the same because home is where the family is. It makes me feel like home. Family makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Yes. And okay? I think friends and family are starting to fall under the same category for me.
Yeah, so,
you guys are my family.
No, exactly. And I just feel like, I mean, in Florida, I struggled a lot. And I just, every time I could call home, / family, / friends, back home. And, like, it would, like, automatically make me feel, like, better and warm and fuzzy inside. And, like, I don't know. It just, like, it got me through this past year, honestly. Like.
Yeah.
I just feel like without a home or / family, I don't know, home. But I just feel like it would have been, like, nearly impossible.
I wanted to say, Avery, I've seen you grow so much this, like, over your college years. Like, because you don't notice your growth because you're going through it. Mm-hmm. But, like, from an outside perspective, even though we don't talk that much because we're the distance, blah, 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 whatever. Let's say little small things. But, like, Avery has grown tremendously. And she's fantastic. And she's just so amazing. I wish you guys could experience Avery's warm and fuzziness. Because she's just great. But, like, I just wanted to tell you that you're so great.
You're the best. Yeah. You're the bomb.
Thanks, guys.
I had to get corny, sorry.
No, it's not corny.
Why is home important to you guys?
Oh. Well, I was going to touch on the Avery subject. The Avery subject. I don't know, I feel like, yeah, what Sophia said, like, you don't see it, but we see it, and we see it. Not that, like, you're a different person, you're the same person, but I definitely feel like you know what you want, and you're going for it, which I think is everybody's point where that's like that shows you like yeah. Oh, they know what they want to do with their life.
You know what's funny that you say that though, like this is might be like the first year where I have no idea what the frick I'm gonna do. Like that's so funny that you guys say that though.
I think leaving Florida is your knowing what you want to do because you could have easily just spent 4 years there and been perfectly fine, but the fact that like you're putting yourself out there and you're like, I don't want to be here anymore, I want to be home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking a year off.
Yeah, it's exactly what you need. And, like, my year being at home was, like, really important because it just showed me, like, you gotta figure out your shit. Like, you gotta do it.
Yeah.
And so, I think, and Sophia, too. To be like, I'm gonna go to Italy.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. Is also. Yeah, we gotta get Leanna on to talk about Leanna's point. Because poor Leanna, I feel like she knows what she wants to do and just she can't do it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, her parents are listening to this.
But I know you were about to say, like, because you've been talking about how you feel like you're in a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
While Mikaylee, what she's saying is totally opposing, and you're like, well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But, like, you just doing what you want. Like, I just finished The Alchemist talking about a personal legend, your dream,
mm-hmm.
what you're meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the first step into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're about to find out more of what you want. And just because it feels...
Saggy titties. Oh my goodness, who gave him toys?
We're just playing with these chicken cutlets. Anyway, what was I saying?
Next just podcast, we're just gonna sit here.
And be normal. That's not normal. Anyway. Yeah. We're always here for you.
Speaking from past experiences, the year when you're just doing nothing,
mm-hmm.
it'll suck. It sucked for me. I have many days I cried and said, I went to private school to do what? To be at home for a year?
That's how I feel right now.
Like,
yeah.
And I just felt all the judgment from all my prep friends, not from my Arcadia friends, but just because, like, going to private school, they... tell you, you're supposed to go here, you're supposed to do this, you're not supposed to take a year off, you're supposed to spend 4 years doing at the most prestigious schools in America. Versus, like, so, yeah, it'll be hard.
Go peasants. Sophia.
Go peasants.
Yeah, go peasants.
What'd you say?
We won't bleep it out, like, you can say whatever you
go,
want.
Go out.
No,
go,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them kids.
Yeah, fuck them kids.
But, like, I mean, I'm so happy. No regrets going to prep. It definitely got me in the door. What is it?
Foot, your in, the
foot
door. In the
door. My foot in the door, door to all those great schools I got into. Door. But, like, that doesn't mean I have to. And I know there's some people that have transferred. Mm-hmm. Go you. But, yeah, it's just... The year will be hard, but... I know I'm going to be fine, and I know it was a good step for me, and I think the same thing for you.
Are we going to segue into the fact that wealth buys, you know, buys your privilege in having your foot in the door?
Yeah.
Just kidding, we won't talk about that
today. That'll be for another We'll bring day. Someone wealthy on.
And just shit on them.
Yeah, bring it on. What's his name on?
Yeah, what is his name?
Okay, yeah, no, we're not gonna call him out.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's funny that we have me who grew up in going to public school and then... Okay, so, sorry. For all the podcast people, we just had a get-together and it was my Arcadia friends and my prep friends. And it's just like, I don't know, the difference in people was just... standing out a lot,
yeah,
which I think is funny, but
well, that's why we said go peasants, because
yeah, like it felt like my poor public school friends are being called out, and they're in no shape or form should be called out. I don't know what I was gonna say, but point is,
we're not peasants.
We're wealthy
point
in love.
Point is, you do whatever the heck you want to do. Don't worry about the judgment of other people. You just do what you want to do. And, yeah, because I feel like if you know what you want to do, you got to go for it.
Mm-hmm. You see, that's the thing. So, like, you know how, like, I've been playing softball all my life? Like,
yeah.
It's, like, literally had, like, become, like, my identity.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, like, I still, like, when people ask, like, when I, like, where do I go to school, where, blah, blah, blah. Like, literally, in the gym, earlier, when I was with Morgan, he was like, oh, do you guys play softball? And I just looked at him. And Morgan was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, And then Morgan was like, oh, yeah, I play softball, blah, blah, blah. And he looked at me, and he was like, oh, where do you play? I'm like, I said UCF, but, like, obviously I don't. But then, like, I just, like, I literally could not bring myself to, like, not say that, oh, like, I... Well, actually, yesterday, when that guy asked us, I said,
mm-hmm.
I went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Past tense. But, like, it's still, like, so, like, fresh, I guess. Like, it still hasn't, like, sunk in that, like, I don't play softball no more.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, literally has, like, consumed, like, my whole entire life.
Yeah.
And it just, like, sucks, though, because it's, like, I literally, like, when I got into college, I promised myself, I was like, you're going to finish out. Because I knew that they were going to be tough, rough, mm-hmm. whatever. And I, like, literally promised myself, I'm like, you're going to get through these 4 years, like, no matter what. Like, you're going to do it. But then shit hit the fan. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe not. So, yeah.
And that's fine. That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would love to play, I feel like. Like, I would love to play, but just don't think, like, it's in the cards anymore. So, I might just pick up a slow pitch. my dad literally bought me a slow pitch bat.
Can I ask you not a difficult question, but a question I always struggle to answer once uh-huh. something heavily becomes your identity?
Yeah.
What are your hobbies?
What are my hobbies?
Softball.
I hate that.
No,
question.
Just kidding. Yeah, no. So,
that's literally, like, what my whole, like, hobby was. Softball, but hobbies are watching Netflix,
playing with Oakley,
playing with him,
petting,
yeah. petting Oakley,
swimming.
Oh, I'm so lame.
Swimming,
getting tan.
Yeah.
This is something I struggle with, so I want to help you.
I hate when people
being with
ask
your friends and family.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I say.
You're a foodie.
Yeah,
we're foodies.
You like listening to music.
All kinds of music.
Yeah. I am full of hobbies.
You like hiking.
Yeah.
You like working out.
Okay, see, now you're ready.
You're a muscle mommy.
If someone ever asked you, what are your hobbies? Like, I thought he's hating.
I know, like,
Sophia,
painting?
What are your hobbies?
I actually know how to answer that now. Okay. It took me 2 years to come to this. I like hiking. I like being around
you like
my
the
friends
hike we just did yesterday.
I would do it again. I really
minus
just
the getting lost like and falling into a guys. I fell into a water crossing, and it was a fake water crossing. It wasn't a man-made built water crossing. It was a we built it ourselves water crossing.
That makes it better. What else do I like? I like swimming. I like. Chalk.
Oh my god, speaking of swimming, chalk. Yesterday I was watching a TikTok.
You forgot pickleballing.
And I was like,
Mikaela keeps interrupting
I'm
my
sorry,
stories.
But I have to say this. I really want to know what it's like to race Michael Phelps being somebody that doesn't swim fast.
I want to try.
Right? Like, I just want to know what it's like to swim against someone, like, really fast.
Wait, I have to tell you something impressive, though. I think I'm actually a really good swimmer. Wait, like, I'm being so
someone
dead
call
ass.
Up Michael Phelps. No, seriously, get up in here.
Seriously, call him.
She's saying she can swim faster.
She's challenging you, Michael Phelps.
I think I'm really good because
she's challenging
because,
you.
Because I was with Stephanie and Angel. They're a set of best friends, whatever. And so Stephanie never wins because Angel's really tall and a really fast swimmer. So then I was like, oh, I think I can win. And I won every single time. And I was like, oh my god. Am I talented? But I noticed that every time I go to the lake and I swim with Morgan and Ashley, I always swim very far and, like, I'm the one who's saving them.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, maybe swimming is my calling. Why didn't I swim? You know? So, I'm really just...
Golfing! You've been golfing a lot!
Avery, you have so many hobbies.
Yeah. Sorry, keep up golfing.
I mean,
I cut off your hobbies. Pickleball,
swimming. I also like, spike ball, but only for fun, not competitively, because I think that I know Michael Phelps.
Have you seen people playing pickleball on the spike ball thing?
Yes.
I want to try it.
Me
we gotta
too.
Go to the beach and do it.
And then I really like journaling and reading too. Yeah. I like cooking at home. In Italy, not home.
See?
Oh my god. You
she
caught
said
me.
Home.
I didn't like it.
I think it's starting to turn into your not home, mm-hmm. but like
temporary.
Yeah. A good fix.
I also, Micah and Saskia are like my two homes in Italy.
Don't point at the bed, that wasn't the bed.
Avery wasn't allowed to eat during this podcast, but here she is.
I'm hungry. This is my first meal.
Oh,
it's okay. You can eat.
I won't restrict
you. It's fine. Just go away from the mic.
Oh, great. ASMR. Your hair's in your food, bro.
That's okay.
Ew. Okay, next question.
I ran out of questions.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Let me just think of one real quick.
The interviewee becomes the interviewer.
All right, here. Out of all the people that you've brought onto this.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, God. This is like, spill it or...
Oh, really? I knew you were going to say that.
Spill your guts or
feel your guts. I knew you were going to say that.
All right, guys. Spill your guts or feel your guts, okay?
I'm going to feel my guts.
Go. Yeah, you gotta fill your guts with the chicken cutlet. Wait, is that my chicken cutlet?
Yeah.
Why are you touching it?
I don't know where mine went. Okay, go ask us our question. Thank you.
Who do you feel most at home with?
Oh.
Feel most at home with? I've had a lot of people. We had our moms. Oh,
we had
Clarissa. I had Nick on here.
Yeah.
I had Avery. I had Leanna. Who else did we have on here?
So fill your guts?
Mimi.
Mimi.
We had Mimi.
Who else did we have?
Cassidy.
That one was good.
Feel
most at home. I don't think there's a most at home.
But, do you feel like you...
For me, because I have less people than Mikaylee, I think it would just be my mom. For Mikaylee, that's a more difficult question.
Mm-hmm.
She had her whole family on here.
Yeah.
I guess this is a question for Mikaylee then.
Oh, we had Mateo on here.
Mm.
Mateo, as in.
And Noah's Aaron! Friend Mateo? We had Aaron on had here Aaron. Too.
I'm so sorry.
Huh? Noah's friend Mateo?
Yeah. You didn't even know about that episode?
That's your favorite episode, isn't it?
I mean, that's my favorite episode. I was just.
You were testing us?
Testing you guys, yeah.
I guess if we're saying most, I would have to say Clarissa. Just because we're saying most. Not that. My mom's a very, 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 very close second.
Mm-hmm.
I would have filled my guts with that question. Answer.
Just because, like, not Clarissa's probably not going to listen to this podcast because she's not a true Taurus Talks follower. But I've just, every point in my life, Clarissa has been there no matter what. And every point in her life, I've been there for her no matter what. And I feel like all of your conflict. Not that I haven't had conflict with her, trust me. I've had lots of conflict with her in her life decisions. but that doesn't mean that, like, she is a big part of home to me. Like, when she was going to college 15 minutes away, it just didn't feel like anything changed. Versus when I went to college 5 hours away, it just felt like a lot's changed. And now she is a 6-hour flight away, and it just, identity crisis. Like, mm-hmm. It's hard not having her so close anymore.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That definitely makes sense.
Yeah, she was just she's a very big part of my life.
Hmm.
Yeah, she lives in Boston now.
So that's her home now.
That's her home.
Okay, so I have, like, a really random thought that mm-hmm. I just had. Okay, like, when I would, like, be staying, like, at hotels or whatever, like, I'd be like, oh, like, I just want to go home. Like, even though, like, I'm, like, when I'm, like, traveling for a softball,
mm-hmm.
like, I would always be like, I just want to go home, but as in, like, the hotel. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, literally, like, it's, like, home just becomes, like, wherever, like, I'm staying, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Where you're sleeping.
Yeah, where I'm sleeping. Oh,
my friend had the same thing. Rebecca, she kept moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, she was living in a hotel at this one point in her life. But they would call it home, too. But, like, it's just wherever she's staying. And she asked me, like, oh, do you ever call wherever you're staying home? Personally, no, I don't. And that's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a word sometimes.
Yeah. No, it is. I think it's, I think it depends, like, I think it can depend on how long I'm staying there, or, like, but I think I use this as, like, my idea of home, and I'm pretty sure, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I call home versus, like, I'll say, like, my hotel room, or my dorm, or mm-hmm. my, you know, like, I'll never say, like, I'm going back home,
Yeah, see, I'm, like, total opposite. Wherever I'm staying, like, I'm just, like, I want to go back home. Like, no matter, like, if I'm, like, not even there for, like, a day, like, we'll get to there, we'll go get something to eat, I'm just, dude, I just want to go home. I just want to go sleep. Like, and I'll say that, like, I don't know, just home just becomes, like, anywhere. Well, I think it's just, like, something where I say, I don't actually mean, like, it's, like, home.
Yeah.
But it just becomes something
that No, it's just the word that you use.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've never really thought about, like, the importance of home or anything, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you're thinking about it now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because I feel like once I move, haven't figured out my living situation, haven't figured out anything, but I feel like if I'm, like, on FaceTime with someone, I'll be like, oh, I'm going back to my apartment now, or, oh, I'm going, like, I'm never, I'm, and then I'll be like, oh, I'm going home, which is actually coming, driving here. So, I feel like I'll always use that versus, like, I don't know if it'll ever turn in, hopefully it turns into my idea of home, but, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. I feel like even if I, like, move out and that's, like, my new home, I will not call it home. I feel like I'm going to
my house.
Yeah, my house. My parents. I don't want to know the day where it's like I'm going to my parents' home. Oh. That would be
heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Sorry. Cause I'm coming back home.
You're gonna get us copyrighted.
Sorry for those slurping noises.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if I have more questions.
Dude.
I got a
that please though, please all coochies matter.
Okay.
It wasn't going there.
I'm not going to explain to all of our listeners what is going on right now.
I feel like I had so many more things to say, but you know when you get hit with tired?
Yeah.
I could not sleep for the life of me last night, so.
I have a question for both of you.
Go on. Yeah.
What would you say is one thing you learned leaving home?
Like, in Arcadia?
Yeah. Your home's in Arcadia. What would you say you learned leaving?
Like, while I've been gone?
Yeah.
I've learned a lot. I learned that I really needed that extra year at PCC to gather myself, and when I was originally wanting to leave, I was running from my problems, and I remember one of my coworkers at the time, we were at a house party, he just looks at me and says, Sophia, are you going to Italy because you're running from your problems? I'm like, you're hitting me with that heavy question right now.
Wait, who asked you that?
Tay.
Oh.
And then I was like, I used to want to run from my problems. And that's why the universe kept me here. Because they didn't want me leaving at the wrong time.
Yeah.
They wanted me to leave when I'd love home. And that's thankfully when I left. But when I've gone to Italy, I've learned so much. I've always been independent, but I learned to actually solve my problems instead of just like, just freezing and just laying on the ground and being like, well, I've given up. Because I've had some trials and tribulations. I've gone through it with, I don't even know, a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And that's helped me grow. And I don't know. I feel like I've gained a lot of patience. And I don't really get upset anymore. I used to be more judgmental towards like myself and others. Now I'm just more open. And just, I feel like I'm actually myself now. I feel like previously I was like, I wanted to be like this, but it didn't feel like me. Now it really does feel like me.
So you found yourself.
Yeah. And I love myself now. I used to not love myself. But if you feel a different kind of radiance when you love yourself. And I could say that openly because I actually feel that way.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Heard.
We love that for you.
Period.
Awesome sauce. Okay, now you gotta follow up.
Oh, shit. So, thank you for listening to Taurus Talk. So, what was the question again?
What did you learn from leaving your home?
Oh, wow.
Leaving your nest.
Yeah. Like, about myself?
Yeah, it could be anything.
Anything you want.
Whatever your heart desires.
I would say I just learned that, because I feel like growing up in Arcadia, it's like you just like, it's just, I like surrounded myself like with you guys.
A bubble. Right?
Yeah, a bubble.
I always say that.
Yeah. It's like I was like living in a bubble basically. Yeah. And just like going out there, it's just like really like hit me like how different, like culturally, politically, and
socially.
Yeah, socially, how different it is. I think like adapting to that, well, I mean, I feel like I'm like a pretty good like adapter. Yeah. But it was definitely a culture shock, I feel. But however, I would say that UCF, like, it was like, it's not like FSU or Florida or University of Florida, like just white people, you know what I'm saying? Am I gonna get canceled for this?
No. Hopefully you don't get famous.
No, I'm just kidding. That's so sad. Will we get famous? I'm dead so.
You're allowed to speak freely on this podcast because nobody listens to us. So. You're laughing a little too hard right now. You are one of those not listeners. Sorry, continue. It's okay. You can say whatever you want. It's just friends and family right here.
I love friends and family.
That's our home. You're our home. Oh.
Finish. Yeah. So what did I learn going? Can you come back to me?
So there's only two of you. No, you.
Yeah. What did you learn?
From going where?
To St. Mary's.
I was there for 2 months.
Yeah, but you still left for 2 months. That's probably, is that, I feel like that's like as long as you've ever been away from
you home. Get back to us. If you want, with San Marcos. Or tell us what you learned, yeah.
I learned that I'm family-oriented. I learned that I care a lot about being close to my family, which, not that, like, I feel like I knew that applying to schools, but, like, it just, like, confirmed it for me. I was only, what, 6 hours away, and my grandparents were only an hour away, and still, it was, like, too much for me. But I also, like you said, like, I think the time that I was there, I wasn't ready to be there. I, like, mentally wasn't. I honestly, maturity level, I thought I was mature at the time, but I don't think I necessarily was. I just, like, felt like I was forced into a situation that I just wasn't ready for. And, yeah, so, like, coming home just told me that, like, I need to be, like, fully on board with what I'm doing. And, like, even going to San Marcos blind by myself, not knowing anybody, is very scary. But I feel like I'm ready to get out there, socialize, be a better version of myself. Because, yeah, I feel like I used to be social. And then when COVID hit, all of that just went away. And then I also found out that I like comfort home. Mm. I like things that I'm comfortable with, and I don't like doing things that I'm not comfortable with, but I need to do things that I'm not comfortable with. So that is chapter 20 of Mikaylee's life, that I will learn to step out of my comfort zone.
And you guys will hear about that.
Yes.
You know, that also reminds me of, like, when Mikaylee was texting me when I was Florence on her birthday, May 1st, that's when she confirmed she's going to San Marcos. I remember her saying, like, you know, I'm scared, like, how I'm going to make friends, I'm going to be alone, and all that. And this is one thing that we always go back to, because it works with us, everybody. You make friends, you have to socialize, because then you'll have more bridesmaids. You have more attendees to your wedding. So if you're, and then she's like, you're right. And as I texted her that, my friend's like, that's not going to work. I'm like, I know my friends. This is going to work. And so, whenever I'm going through a hard time socializing, that's what I tell myself. I'm like, I need attendees to my wedding.
You're right. You're totally right.
So, like, let's get out there.
I'm screwed right now.
No, I actually need to cut.
Hi.
Hi, home.
Homie.
My dad's...
He's so shocked.
My dad's looking at all of us right now.
He's, like, shocked.
He's waving from outside. He's not going to listen to this podcast, so he won't know that we're talking about it. But, yeah, I always think about that, but I already have too many bridesmaids. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, so no more friends for you?
attendees to your wedding.
I need, but then I have too much family, so I need to cut off the family then.
No, that's home.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, that actually did help me, because it... No, it just couldn't, like... Okay, the way I think about it is I'm like, who am I going to be excited to go visit after I've just graduated? Like... It that went to my school. Like, who am I going to be like, I need to take a picture with this person. I need to take a picture with this person. Like, I need, like, that's my thinking. Like, I need people that I'm going to be excited to see at graduation. And before that was Leanna. I was like, I just need Leanna. Who cares? But now I think it's a good thing that we're not going to the same school because it's forcing both of us to get, like, to step outside of our little tiny tourist boxes.
I would totally agree.
And going back to Avery and what she learned.
No, I feel like, no, like, I'm not saying, like, the silence is not because, like, I didn't learn anything.
No, it's
because
you're thinking.
Yeah, it's because I'm thinking. I feel like I've just learned so much.
Yeah.
And also, I've never really been asked this question.
Yeah.
We like to ask the hard stuff on this channel.
you know, and usually it takes me a while for me to, really.
We're staring really hard
at
it. Yeah. We'll look away, don't worry.
Okay, what did I learn?
But this also goes into the fact that we said Avery has grown so much.
Yeah.
You know, look at how much she's thinking.
Yeah.
You've definitely had
usually
a lot
I don't
to learn.
Think, apparently.
No, I'm saying, like...
No, you don't. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm saying, like, no. You just said you have so much to say. Like, you have
it's just, like, I... Well, I mean, I just, like, never been asked this, and I never really had to think about it. Never really had to think about it. I think I matured a lot. Like, leading on my own. Look, my mom always... did the laundry, folded it, and all that stuff. No, I had to do it all the time. I had to fold my laundry, put
it away.
You
survived a tornado.
What? Oh,
or hurricane.
Yeah, hurricane party. Ooh. Yeah, those were fun.
You did your laundry all
by yourself. I think that I realized how important, like, surrounding yourself with, like, people that, like, will, like, understand, like, what you're going through and, like, support, like, your decisions. Because I feel like, okay, I don't think my coach is ever going to listen to this, but...
Are you sure? Yeah, I'm just kidding. We got a lot of fans.
No, because it's, like, so I surrounded myself with the, and I quote, disruptors of the team this year. T.
I would never think that for you.
I know, right? No, but you know what's funny is that she thought that people were a bad influence on me.
Oh.
It's like, bitch, you thought? But, like, the people that I surrounded myself with, like, they totally, like, understood, like, where I was, like, or what I was going through. Because, like, they're with me, like... freaking waking up early, freaking traveling all the time, and just, like, feeling, like, miserable. I think just learning to surround myself with, like, good people was a big lesson. Yeah, because I know this, like, I am totally a people pleaser. So, like, sometimes I could get myself into trouble with that. But I don't even know where the hell I'm going with this.
That's a lot.
No, but that was good. Thank you. Yeah, I agree. Really, I think that for you is very good that you've learned to surround yourself with good people rather than just people.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good lesson. Yeah. No, seriously. No.
Thank you. I like that.
Yeah. Grazie.
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 Sì, davvero.
Ciao.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
Oh my god.
Ciao.
We have so many stories. Belle.
Belle.
Good job. And thank you for listening today.
Yeah. I think today was a great episode. I'm excited
for Avery to come back.
Woo!
Yeah, she'll be back. She'll be back. This is not the last of Avery.
Yeah.
But I hope you enjoyed us being back, because this is, we've had like a year long hiatus. Gotta use that
That's
word.
That big word.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you are people that we see as home out there in the crowd listening, if you want to be on our podcast, just let us know. We love people.
Yeah, then you'll be invited to our wedding, because we want to.
Oh, they get to come. They were on Tourist Talks.
If you're on Tourist Talks, you're invited.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you'll hear back from us soon. Mm-hmm.